Hello, dear friends. How are you? I am Iswellen, and this is Iswellen Writes Grown Up Storytime. And there are three people in the room. Hi, Crimson Penguin. I thought maybe I would read some poetry. I don't know how positive and encouraging it's been. My poetry has been extremely angsty lately since I started writing again. I used to write angsty poetry all the time, you know, your high school poetry. Oh, where has love lost me? Everybody hates me. I guess I'll go eat worms. Kind of poetry. And now I write, oh, nobody sees me. I'm invisible. I want to go die. No, sometimes. So I've been very much fascinated with crafting words. There are several poets on Twitter that I follow, all kinds of poets, some that write very positive, uplifting stuff, some that are more erotic poetry, some that is more romancy poetry. There is just a wealth of word usage happening on Twitter. And I'm enjoying it quite a bit. And so I have invited Zane to come on and read one of my poems. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I appreciate having you here. I've invited Zane to come on. Zane is an erotic audio artist. He doesn't just do erotic audio, though. I think I should call you more of a vocal artist. What do you think? What is your designation?
I believe voiceover artist or voice actor would work, although I haven't done any kind of acting yet.
And what voiceovering have you done?
Also none yet.
Voice artist is good. We'll go with that. I'm good with that. But I think being a voice over artist and a voice actor, I think you're kind of a voice actor, actually. You're definitely a voice talent, and I enjoy utilizing you as my voice slave every chance I get. Not even a little snort. That one's old now, huh? Doesn't get me nothing? Two cents? Come on. What if I ask Crimson Penguin to get some duct tape? Anything? Gosh. Can't use these jokes over and over. They just run out. I'm in the depths of despair. So Zane, what have you got pulled up in front of you?
I was told the short story. So that's what I currently have pulled up. However, I'm sure I can find one of your things.
If you want to read the short story, how long does it look to you?
Like it's 4 pages.
4 pages. Well, why don't you go find some poetry?
Any poetry? Your poetry?
It doesn't have to be my poetry, though.
Where find yours?
Although I would like you to read that one, the If You Were Mine one. So if you go into our Discord, we have a group Discord where we have several vocal artists, audio artists, writers, creatives who are gathering together and often being quite delicious, often being quite ridiculous and silly and playful and fun and laughing. There's laughter, no end amount of laughter that we have. But we also have creativity exchanges, and we're planning new projects, and good stuff is coming. But in the Discord, I have posted some poetry, and Zane has. Did you find it?
Where is it? Where?
Oh, it's in the written word. It's in the written word. If you scroll to the top, is the first one. It's called If You Were Mine. Then you scroll down. There are a bunch of more comments, and it'll say If You Were Mine, male POV.
I found If You Were Mine by Iswellen. So a few comments.
It's very definite. I wrote it after the male POV, and it's only a little different, but it's kind of a, I'd love to read it a bit like a call and response. Do you want to do something really fun? Okay, so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, five stanzas, right? Are you we're going to be
One, two, three, four, five. Correct.
we're going to be oh people, pull up your big girl panties. We're going to be awesome now. I want to read it call and response. So I'll read my first verse if you are mine, then you read yours, then I'll read mine, and then you read yours until we're done.
All right.
Do you want to read through it once so that you don't, so that you're,
I'm going
comfortable?
blind. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's how I do my
Okay.
entire life. Going in blind.
Well, me too, but I've read this poem a couple times, so.
I read it when you posted it a few times. That was however long ago. 10 days ago. So.
So, okay, so this poem, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. I think it stands for itself. It's If You Were Mine by Isawellan. Oh, I've also am this one is posted on my website, and other people are I have audios that, of other people reading this that I'm going to post with it, but I haven't had my computer and everybody, angels, the heaven has opened up. I have my computer and I have so much to do. I have so much audio and writing and all kinds of stuff. But I got my computer, new computer. It's fantastic. It's much better than the old one and it works. And I got it set up and I got to get make sure I have the 30-day warranty set up because you know how these things work. And yay. Okay. I got all that out now. Are we ready? Zane's like, what?
Sure.
Squirrel?
Squirrel.
Okay. If You Were Mine by Isawellan. If you were mine, you would never have to ask. My arms are always open, my lips always ready, need always begging, my answer a brand pressed on your lips. For you, I am dew-stung petals. I am new song in the dark. I am treasure found in secret. I am ever yes, and absolutely.
If you were mine, you would always have my eye, be gravity for my center. I would always put you first, stop what I was doing, lay down the work at hand, look clear and now at your face, respond to your first word.
Supposed to read your first one because it's different.
Oh, I thought we were reading the same one.
No, it's a different
No,
poem.
okay.
Okay, wait, we'll
You're
start
right.
over because you ruined the mood. No,
I
it's
see
okay.
how it is.
I'm a terrible, terrible person. I never should have said that. Forgive me. You didn't. Yeah, it's not that big a deal. I don't want you to think it is. I just love being sarcastic every chance I get. Okay. And that was so good. I did so good. Wasn't that good? That was
It was.
good. I'm awesome.
And then I did it wrong.
And then you read the wrong verse, but you read it really nicely. Saying, no. I'm sorry. Hey, I got the pop shield on. How'd that help?
Less popping.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
We are professionals.
We are. We
I
are.
am a professional voice
We are.
talent.
So this is what we're going to do. I read the first verse, you read your first verse. I read the
Okay.
second verse, you read, okay?
Yeah, I fully understand it now. And
I'm
now I get
sorry.
it.
It's all my fault because I didn't make it clear.
You're
Live
picking on the guy with brain
stream.
damage. It's fine.
No. If I don't make things clear, which I do quite a bit because I edit everything short, shorthand. Okay. If You Were Mine by Isawellan. If you were mine, you would never have to ask. My arms are always open, my lips always ready, need always begging. My answer a brand pressed on your lips. For you, I am dew-stung petals. I am new song in the dark. I am treasure found in secret. I am ever yes, and absolutely.
If you were mine, you would never have to ask. My arms are always open, my lips always ready. A hungry answer to your need, sharing taste and touch. I am your symphony in the dark. I am warm hands accepting all your secrets. I am ever yes ever yes and absolutely.
If you were mine, you would always have my eye. Be gravity for my center. I would always put you first. Stop what I was doing to respond to your every first word.
If you were mine, you would always have my eye. Be gravity for my center. I would always put you first. Stop what I was doing. Lay down the work at hand. Look clear and now at your face. Respond to your first word.
If you were mine, your voice against me, the string to my violin, the song I always dance to, the ballad I always sing, I would listen quiet when you shared your darkling dreams when you unpeeled them, and your memories when you unlocked them, your lyrics when you wrote them.
If you were mine, your whisper against me, the muse to all my purpose, the glory sounds a wave in my ears. I would listen quiet when you shared your darkling dreams when you unpeeled them, your memories when you unlocked them, your lyrics when you wrote them.
I take you deep into my every crevice, where all the secrets live, where hurts are raw and naked, and shadows lurk in groaning abscess, where I neglected to forgive.
I take you deep into my everything, offer muscle, bone, blood, and soul. Share the words I've given no one else. Trust you with fear I have not conquered. Open the door of all regret. I'd let you see into my depths. Paths where I'd never tread. Let you replace the yesterdays with tomorrow's ever after.
I'd let you see all the nightscape. Let you replace screams with your echo. Graft your skin into my scars. Take my fight upon your shoulders. Break the lies like chains and wire. Take your hand and learn to fly. Meet your eyes and dance in circles. Arch back into your strength that catches me, your trust that ever stretches me. If only you were mine, if you were mine, if you were mine.
Graft your skin into my scars. Take your softness into hard. Sink deep in the bliss of you. Take your hands and learn to fly. Meet your eyes and dance in circles. Bring you back into my shelter. Embrace the promise of your home, your trust that ever stretches me. If only you were mine, if you were mine, if you were mine.
Very good.
I am a professional voice talent.
You are a professional voice talent. That was, I'm going to just clip that. And then you did really great. That was good. I'm just a little, just give me a minute.
You did good too.
I want to write more like that. That was really good. In fact, I have some other poetry I could do that with. It would be amazing. Wow. Are people applauding?
Yes, we have applause.
Thank you, Henrietta. That's so sweet. Thank you, Penguin. You guys are very, very kind. Yeah, that was good. So, okay, how about Sexy Raven now? You just can't give it up. You know, once you hear Zane read Sexy, you can't go back. I mean, it's the most amazing thing ever. Besides, I'm almost crying now. I need something funny. Let's see. more addictive than heroin. Woo, yes, right? Henrietta, she's like sane, reading, sexy. It's like it's unresistible. How do we even maintain that? How do we even?
I don't know. It's at least I have audios out, right?
Yes, at least you have audio. That's right. If you like what you hear, you can follow Zane on Reddit and get
And Twitter.
them for the low price of free because he's not figured out if he's gonna. For the very good price of free. Yeah, I need to call my dad today.
Oh,
I'm
you
looking at
haven't
my
met
phone.
yet?
No, I did. I did, and I need to call him again.
Zabe, I'm gonna at you. I don't. Oh.
I am
Oh, I understand
wondering.
now. I see how it is.
I'm
Don't at me. Why you bully me? Okay, that's
not
a weird thing
bullying
to say.
you. Who's
Guys,
adding
I'm
you?
talking to
Oh.
Henrietta.
Oh.
Many people will not understand what that is unless they saw my tweet this morning.
Oh, I didn't get your tweet. What was your tweet?
It was the story when I posted it. Where I
Oh,
said, I was
yes.
like,
That
I'm
was a
not sure if I
very
want to
good.
charge. It was like, don't at me about it. And then someone
Yep.
literally responded with all ats. I was like, I
Yep.
said not to.
Let's see. I'm looking for some more poetry. Oh, I'm wondering if I should send this to you and make you read it. It's very romantic. What do you guys think? Nobody else is here. Don't tell her that. You sound
No,
like you're
don't read
getting more
that.
relaxed in this environment, Zane. He is. The poor man. He's so accommodating. I don't know how accommodating because I don't listen to those audios, but he's pretty accommodating.
I've been told those audios are really good.
Are they?
You'll have to ask Henrietta and Crimson. They've listened, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm going to send you, and this would be a good one if we just both read it. Both read the same poem, but you read it first, and then maybe I read it after. And then I've got to nip this vanity in the bud. I don't think we should keep doing this, but I don't know. How steamy should we get? I don't think I can read steamy poetry to you, though.
It isn't, it's not to me, it's to the audience.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Next, you should play Minecraft with me. You require me to have Minecraft, Henrietta. I know it's terrible that I don't, but I don't. My brother does, so I don't need to.
Do you have an account?
My brother does. He plays, I don't.
But you don't play. You have
Nope.
limited yourself, huh?
Sure, yeah. To just not play
Okay.
Minecraft.
I am.
Are you sending me?
I'm sending you something because, and I'm laughing because I got a DM from somebody that is the poem. I have sent it to
Okay.
you via Discord, though.
Yes.
I am live streaming.
Video games. I don't play
Okay.
many games, except,
I
I mean, I
will
would
come get
say.
dinner in a bit. Thank you, honey.
Dinner at 4:45? Good plan. That is actually a good idea. More people should do that.
Did you get the
Yes. Yes, I did. I was looking at
okay.
Henrietta's thing. She's telling me to play video games. She's listing games that I don't have. See, yeah, eating dinner early is good. I should do it instead of eating at like
This
6
one would be
o'clock.
really good. I'd like you to read this one too because it would sound
I
so
say
much.
6,
But
it's gonna be
you
like 8
are
o'clock.
you alone in the room?
Yes.
Can you say the F word?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sending you a poem with the F word in it, and I want you to, when you say it, to hit it, to say it like a man. Okay?
Sure. I'm not entirely sure if I understand what that means, but sure.
Okay, say it like Geralt, man. Come on, hit it hard. Say it like a man. Don't say it like a preschool teacher like me. Okay.
I see how I see.
I've sent you two. The one with the F word, read that one first. Okay, brace yourself, ladies. Hold on to your
Right.
seats. These
Oh,
have no
2 minutes.
titles.
Yeah, that is true. Well, the title is you retweeted.
Yeah.
Wait, there's no fucks in this. Oh, there it is. Okay. I was like, wait, there's one, literally once.
Yes, and you must hit it hard.
Okay. I have nothing to give but words, and I get nothing back but words. My paper heart, my paper flame, paper fucking, paper loving, useless. Words are the everything, the only seduction that I have.
Pretty good. Do you want to try it again? Do
Not
it
good.
perfect. Don't you think that's a good poem?
Yeah, it is. Doesn't mean sure, I'll read it again.
You don't like
You're
it?
pestering. No, I do.
I
I see,
know.
that's why I'm reading it again. You're guilting me into it. Terrible.
Hey, how else can I go through this afterwards and just snip out the parts I like to listen while I cry in the closet at night? Come on.
You say cry in the closet at night? That's an interesting ha habit.
Don't make ISO cry.
Right,
I
sure.
will come on stream just to cry. Actually, Henrietta, oh no, I can't send these to you, Henrietta. These are my new hidden account. I don't want
True.
anybody.
Unless they see these poems and they're like, oh, hey, I remember, I know these words.
Yeah, it's so hard to find things on Twitter. Nobody's going to find them. Okay, if you don't have to read it again, but if you want to, you can.
So, I have nothing to give but words, and I get nothing back but words. My paper heart, my paper flame. Paper fucking, paper loving, useless. Words are the everything, the only seduction that I have.
Hi, Calyx.
Sure. Wasn't quite as similar, no
Oh,
accent.
that's almost there, man. That's pretty good. I'm like, ooh, I need to put that in a book.
I'm not smooth, apparently.
He's so smooth. Okay. I think, I don't know what else we should do. We
There's
should
still
have
the first
Henry.
one you sent, but
I
you
know, but
could.
do we want to read that? I mean, I'm feeling a little
That's up to
vain
you.
here. Well, you need to give me, you're not, what?
I'm a guest on your podcast, not the other way around.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll read one. I don't know. Is that the blanket one?
Yes.
I don't know if I have the guts to read that. There's some really good poetry in my feed. Let me tell you, people. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do silence on the. So, yeah, we should have music.
Instead of whatever the heck
Music,
I'm saying.
music, music at all times. Somebody should always be talking. Always talking, 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 talking while I'm looking for. Yeah, no, I'm not going to read that one either. No. Okay. You are the taste I never had, the drink I never took. It's a mercy never knowing you, to never feel your searching look. You are a portal into destruction, a temptation with no exit, and you will end me, end me, and begin me until I forget to breathe. This other one. There's more. I know there's more. The bone, the burns, the flame. You pass out slivers of honesty, hiding wounded truth. Why do I feel it, crave it over miles? Is this not the way? Okay, that's enough. Too much vanity. I'm done. Everybody has left the room. You have been terrified by the poetry. I am so sorry. So this is Isabellen Writes Grown-Up Storytime. I am a romance writer, and we are suffering through isolation 2020. Zane, just man on the street interview right now. How is your isolation 2020 going? I mean, how is everybody doing in your area? I know you actually leave the house on the occasion to go to work. So you said today was busy. What was that like?
Oh, annoying. That was the main thing. Like we've had two confirmed cases in my city alone, right? And we're not that far from a bigger city. I don't want to say where specifically, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to reveal where I live to random people.
Okay.
And they're having problems because it's starting to spread now because people were like, no, we'll be fine. Not thinking, oh, it's not a pandemic level virus that is highly infectious and very aggressive, right? So now it's spreading a lot over there. So now there's problems, right? And then people are still doing the same thing here, even though it's basically just an hour away from people that pass through our city, right? And they're like, no, it's fine. We're just going to keep going out. Right? So there's that. So, and we don't get hazard pay for that. The government's giving us something, but we're not getting actual hazard pay for being there, even though we should, right?
Oh, wow.
Yep. And then my dad still works because he's an essential employee. He works out at a... He's an electrician, I can just say that. He works... I'm not sure... I mean, aside from being an electrician there, I think that's just in general. They just have him do all the electrician things and then things that normal electricians don't do because he's been there for like 15 years. So... So he's really good. He makes most of the money in the house. But
yeah, electricians make good money. So
yeah, he makes
how is
over triple what I make. So
with I know you have their children in the house. How yes. is them being home all the time, Ben?
I mean, I'm sure it's great for the people stuck here.
Is everybody just loving it? I mean, it's all you're bonding, right?
That's I don't know about do. That. Me and my brother are basically doing the same thing we did before, which is go to work. Now we don't go to school because it's now online for him and me because the campus is closed. And then we just come home. So that's really it. And then we stay in our room.
Campus.
Yeah. Campus. I go to college. Yeah.
That big, lonely campus. And your brother has it. You know, you've been over there using the computer when the... What was wrong with your internet? Well, I mean, was that like the end of... What was...
Well, I just
did you ever find out?
Oh, that's a day? It's,
yeah, days, that's like days of days of no internet.
Yeah, it was just out. I'm assuming it was when the corona first started hitting our area. So I'm going to assume that people just were like, and did something stupid.
And so and everybody was just like downloading everything.
Yeah.
Ours was pretty choppy the first couple of days too. Has your mom been shopping? How are your grocery stores? We still don't have... I mean, I have toilet paper in the house, and we should be good for another week, but the stores are still empty.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't actually go shopping.
And you don't ask. Nobody tells you this essential,
really.
You know,
yeah.
isolating 2020 need.
Correct.
Well,
okay. My mother and my sister-in-law, who is living with us, she's the one, the nephew and niece are her kids. They usually order... online because there's a Walmart nearby and they order a few days ahead of time. They just keep adding to the list.
Yeah, we have a Walmart. Maybe we should try that. Try and get Walmart. So
yeah, they have you can order online or through the phone. It's very useful.
We have had several cases here. I know that people have passed on from it. They tend to get caught in the homes for the elderly and then spread like wildfire. And that is what happened. I think it's happened twice. So, but for the most part, it doesn't seem like people are doing that much difference. I don't know. I don't know what the world looks like in the future. But I think it's going to be okay as long as we keep acting like kind human beings and not selfish human beings. Yeah, I think it's going to be okay. It's interesting, though. I have had all this time, though, to meet people from all over the world, like Henrietta, who is in the chat, and Red Penguin, Crimson Penguin, and Taylor, who is he in New Zealand or in Australia? He's not quite here right now. And just all kinds of voices and people that I have. England, I have a friend, my friend in England, who commented on your English reading. Should I read that email? His emails are so funny. Touch type, which I hope you listen to this, and hoping you listen to my poetry, because that's part of what I have been occupying with myself while I was on no computer for a week, 2020. I really am going to have to buckle down and not be. I'm going to need some people in the dis. Yeah. Okay. So I don't need to say that on the podcast, but yeah, I'm going to have to be ducking out of life a little bit, ducking down, because I'm going to. I really got to get a book out. I have a
You
book out.
definitely.
Heard that I have this book. It's called Her Broken Alpha. It's I
Okay.
really want it to come out in June.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, I'll
Part
have the
of
voice done by then for that
yeah,
particular one.
yeah. Well, that's you're already. This is the voice for this is Ben's voice that's coming out. But the voice I gotta write for you still more for Constantine Kane. So, audience, if you are turning in and you have read Her Chosen Alpha, which poor Zane is like, what? She said alpha twice. I'm what, huh? So my first book is Her Chosen Alpha. It's now available at Amazon. Zane has agreed to do some. He's going to try very hard to do some first person role play audios. These audios, I've talked about them over and over and over because I'm so excited. They are different and separate and unique from the book, and I'm hoping to use them to fill in the gap and provide some bonus epilogue type material for readers. And I also have a Sasha. And I also have to write her part. Just because the way mind works, I thought, oh, I gotta have a guy, I gotta have a guy, I gotta have a guy. I want to hear the voice of the hero. Well, my first book, the whole book is done in the third person POV of the heroine, not the hero. So I thought, well, stop it. You gotta have a give readers Sasha. So I have a Sasha. She has a beautiful, sweet voice. I just need to write the part. She's agreed to do it. She has no boundaries on the smexy. It's a
I
lot
look forward
easier
to
for me
it.
to write sex for a man than it is for a woman. I don't know. Maybe it won't be any difference in my head, though. It's like,
She's very good, though, I will say.
she is, and I'm super excited. So the edits I'm working on now are my next book, which I posted and shared that last chapter. Did you read the last chapter? No, probably not.
I
It's
haven't yet.
6,000 words. It would take you at least an hour, probably.
You say hour, for me that will take quite a while to actually be able to sit through 6,000 words because I do other things.
Yeah, you can't sit down and do other things. It's got the part. Do you remember the part that I shared you? I wanted to know if that was hot. So that's the end of it.
Oh, cool.
That's the last 1,000 words of it, actually. And I've been sharing that out. I keep asking people if the second book has too much interpersonal relationships happening, and people keep saying, well, somebody somewhere is going to complain. I just know it. But readers in general are like, no more, give us more, which makes me a little, I don't know. I'm going to have to change up my warning. But soon I will be in Australia, says Henrietta. The words just pop off the screen. They're like, bam, hit me in the face. I had to read them from the chat right in the middle of my talking too. Thank you guys so much for joining me. So generally here on Isabellen Writes Grown Up Story Times, I read my work. I have work on Wattpad, a work in progress story I have not touched in almost 2 months. And please forgive me. I want to assure readers I have 70,000 words in that story. And the hero and the heroine haven't even done the happy monkey dance yet. So there's more words coming. I will finish it. Don't laugh at my descriptions. Okay, Zane, let's be
Yes.
funny. Give me five different ways to say making love without saying making love. The first one, my first one is this is brain exercise. It's good for you. Do you want me to
Sure.
give you five and it'll give you a chance to think of something?
Give me a chance to Google it, yeah.
Okay. Also, watch Henrietta. She might give you something to say. Okay, my first five. I don't have anything off the top of my head. I said, Happy Monkey Dance. That's one. Canoodle. Nookie. Trip the Light Fantastic. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a song.
All right.
Trip the Light Fantastic. It's from a song. Poon. that was Zane's. Read Henrietta's. And then I gotta come up with five. What's five for something, a euphemism for making love? Slapping pennies. I don't know. I just made that up. It sounded good. Okay, go. Sure. Sleeping together, obviously.
Yeah, that's that one, right? Afternoon delight. That was
Afternoon delight.
Having, I'm trying to think of the president who's famous for this part of their voice or their what they said. Have sexual relations. Clinton. I can't think of the voice though. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You did it. Good. Thank you. Okay, that's three. Two more.
Fool around. Fornicate. I like that.
Fornicate.
I did not fornicate with that woman.
How about, okay, can I do five more? How about I'm going to forking.
Forking, sure.
Yeah, forking and spooning. Because you can fork while you spoon.
I think so. I don't. You're asking me for specifics.
You know, you can. YouTube it, Google it, Pornhub it. You can. I looked it up. I need it for a scene. Yes, you can. You can fork while you spoon. Sporking. Sporking. I got three. Okay. going for a ride, and let's see, that's four. What's something a brand ambassador can say during sex? That's what we should do. We should read those. Cuddle sex is amazing. Oh, nodding sex. There you go. Which is what that is.
Nodding sex?
Knotting.
Oh, knotting. N-O-T-T. Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, you write. Yeah, that's right.
And not human, but you know.
Well, not human yet. You never know.
No, no. Although, if you go to Bad Dragon... No, I'm sorry. if you go to... No, I'm going to stop. Okay, Zane, can you give me five more?
Sure. I have a list in front of me because I'm a cheater. Yeah. You're asking me for terms I don't know. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Copulate.
Procreate.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Breed to go with Bad Dragon, the knots. Yeah. Not sure I like that one. Anyways. Nothing vulgar. I can't say that one. Go all the way. I like this one. I'm going to read it from the chat. Polish the chrome.
Mike. Yep. I don't know who you are, but that's pretty good. Come on, give me some more. You got to give me five, Mike, because I'm out. Reproduce. Come on.
fool around.
Fool around. Somebody said that.
Was it come me?
Come on. Yes.
Be intimate.
Be intimate. How come yours are all, you know, like, chill?
Because it's a list.
You're an illicit. Yeah, I've heard you use words. Come on.
No,
if we had.
No, I'm looking at a list.
Okay, so. Oh, it's a list. So Curtis has that word. What is it? So the word is, Curtis. You know, but you could put two things together. You could be like, put your tallywhacker in her cum socket. Is that how that goes? Is that. Are those the right parts?
I don't know.
Socket? That sounds like, come on, Mike, give me. Did she just say, well, I like, you know, I come here, go there. That will work. Mike says that works. Okay. So, Mike, I'm not very good on some of the other. My friend Travis has some really good ones. My favorite one is twat waffle. Oh, that would be good. How about put your hot dog in her twat waffle? Um, I don't have there. I know there are more, and we're just missing them. They're just not coming up. Come on, Thane. Have you got any
Now,
more?
on my list, I think there's a few, I think. Use that one. Go to bed with. Have sexual intercourse.
We said that.
And I said have sexual relations.
Oh.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Okay, I don't know what you're looking at, but I just hit 400.
Jesus. Mine does not have that many.
This is four. It's from Thought Catalog. Okay, so okay, I got a bit of crumpet, Dilly Willy, Mike, a bit of How's Your Father, accommodation, Act of Darkness, adult nap time. Ooh, I like
That one, that one's really good. Yeah. Did that one say
that.
Act of Darkness?
Yes. How would you like to come into my house for a little bit of adult nap time? Oh my goodness, that's so good. It's Isabella writes grown-ups adult nap time. Isabella writes adult nap time. Yeah, Thought Catalog, look it up. There's tons. Amorous Congress, assault with a friendly weapon, attacking the pink fortress. Okay, I can't say. Baking the potato. Bandicooting? Seriously? Really? You make it
Bandicooting?
sound amazingly good. Thank you, Mike. I'm trying. I'm giving you my best sexy voice. I've been around all these erotic audio. I'm picking it up, right? Is it working, Henrietta? Let's go bisect the triangle.
You guys will have to tell ISO because she never believes me when I say it.
Bludgeoning the flaps, bodging, bludgeoning the flaps,
Bludgeoning? Yeah,
bludgeoning the flaps. I'm only on B's. Come on.
I'm not as
Oh,
much into that one. Yeah,
okay. Here we go. Here we go. Are you ready, Mike? Are
I'm
you
ready.
ready? Bow chicka wow wow. Lick the marmalade. Who said that?
Lick the
That's
marmalade? That is fantastic. That's just someone with a guest account. I don't know who that is,
that goes
but that's
right in
amazing.
with the adult story time or adult nap time. I'm gonna lick the marmalade. Oh man, you could have a whole conversation. Your kids could be right there. We need a lexicon. I swear, somebody needs to write a story. Okay, here's a weird one.
Of licking the marmalade. What is it?
Of
Lick
everything.
the marmalade. Oh, of
Lick
everything.
marmalade. It's amazing. Boom boom. Bouncy, bouncy, bopping squiddles. Hey, baby, want to go bop some squiddles? What?
Root. Apparently, it's an Australian one. Interesting.
Henrietta says, yes, she's going to go bop some squiddles. You go for it, girl. You bop all the squiddles you want. So bad. Oh gosh, I wish. I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry that all your squiddle bopping is online and virtual right now. But eventually you'll be able to bump the butter the biscuit and burp the worm in the molehill soon in person, I'm sure. Oh my gosh, you know what we need to do? We totally need, what is that game? Dirty the one, the game where you fill in the blank. You have a story scenario and you take out all the verbs and everything. Mad Libs, Ad Libs, Mad Libs.
Yes,
What are
Mad
they?
Libs. I think it's
Oh, man.
called Mad Libs. I think it's called that.
Yeah, at least one, it gets old really, Ad Libs. It gets old at least, maybe one time, but you could do those and do, these words for verbs and action words and D words and doing squat thrusts in the cucumber patch. Oh, here you go. Feeding the kitty. Firking, fettling, flickety fick, fidgeting the midget and Bridget.
What are who made these terms? Oh, That one's really good. That one.
Sending it to you, so it has now been sent to you, dear, so you can.
Sure. Sure. I'll click this link because I want this in my search history. You mean the X? Or am I wrong?
Thank you, five people, for putting up with this. Thank you for entering the live studio. We are currently up the tiger skirt, making up and reading euphemisms for intercourse, just because, maybe somebody should write some poetry about it. I did read some pretty, we had some incredible poetry reading. Zane did fabulous. It was, yeah, I'm going to have to repost that. People are going to want to hear that.
I'm sure they will.
But okay, I've sent the link to you now,
Filling her
Zane.
out like an application. That one's pretty good. Filling the cream donut. Interesting. There's a gift for that. Filling the gas tank. Fishing for kippers. Oh, this one. Fixing the clap flap. Interesting. Fletching. Flimp flopping. Forbidden polka. Okay, that one's pretty good. Four-legged foxtrot. Frickle frackle. Frickle. Yeah. Frigging. Of course.
People
Yeah.
were asking about the ginger. That's what that is. It's
I
actually a
see.
term if you looked it up, although it usually goes somewhere else, and I used it creatively. But oh, if you haven't read it, you don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah,
Nope.
it's
Fucking.
related to
Yeah.
gender.
Yeah. Number 123. Fucking, of course. Funny business. Wait, no, I didn't. I had to say it right. Fuck. Ink.
Oh.
Too
I
late.
wasn't ready for this. Oh man. Okay, wait a
Funny
minute.
business. Yeah, that's what we're doing, right? Just funny business. Yeah. Oh no, what is this word? Furgling?
Nowhere.
Getting a belly full of marrow.
Belly full of marrow. I'm gonna fill your belly full of marrow. Sounds like a pirate term. Arg, say it like a pirate thing. Come on.
Oh God. Sure. I'm on your podcast, sure. Getting a belly full of marrow.
Yes, please.
I saw it gone.
Was gonna try and say no, but it was just so good. I had to say yes.
Getting busy, getting down, getting it on, getting laid. Why are these all getting?
Wow,
Getting something.
well,
Yeah.
they're in alphabetical order.
Yeah, I know. But there's so many of the getting. Getting
Sound
some. Getting
kiss.
up in them guts.
Getting up in the what?
In them guts.
Oh my, that sounds like Omegaverse right there. Hi, Stevie. We are talking using sex euphemisms because we're
Yeah.
just juvenile like that. Oh
I'm gonna
my
use
goodness.
fill me out like an application and sign me with a kiss. That's what Henrietta said. That's a
You
good
should totally
line.
write
You
a
should use
letter like
that.
that. That would be, that's
Getting
perfect.
one's getting one's banana peeled.
Honey, why don't you come home and just let me peel your banana?
Yeah, I don't know if that one sounds good or not. That one doesn't sound as fun.
I don't know if I got Henrietta on here and add her to put, like a DDLG header on, maybe it would sound a little bit different.
No, it still sounds like a violent act. It still sounds like a violent act. Where's the message? I tell you. Anyways, getting one's bean waxed. Getting one's bone honed. Getting one's canoe shellacked.
I am so. We got to use this for a game or
We
something. I
do, we
don't
do.
know.
Getting one's kettle mended?
I really want.
Oh no.
I want Quincy to what?
Getting one's Twinkie stinky. Who thought of these? Someone had to think of 400 of these, and this is one of them. God. All right. I'm gonna go back into the fold. Anyways.
Oh man. Okay, I'm
Oh no,
breathing.
it's immediately followed up. Getting some stank on the Hangtown. No, who thought of these? Giving her the beans. Giving the dog a bone. Going all the way. Going balls deep, of course. Going crab fishing in the Dead Sea. That's harsh. That's harsh.
Crab fishing in the Your old wife, she comes in, you know. And Du Bois have been talking. I'm not sure what accent this is, but you gotta have an accent with a word like that. And the husband is like, yeah, the old hag. I've been fishing, going crab fishing in the Dead Sea. She gonna come up behind you with a frying pan, man. It's all over there. Oh man,
Oh
these are
no, no!
what?
Going heels to Jesus.
No, what? No,
No.
no. Oh, that's wrong. I'm done. Stop. I think I will let you go. That's a terrible one to end on, but ISO from
Gland to gland combat, that one's better.
clan to clan combat.
Yes.
Into the folds. Oh my goodness.
Oh
So
man.
funny. Thank you guys so much for joining us, for listening to me be indulged and have my poetry read. I keep asking if anybody would like to have their words read, that we could do that. I would love to do that. You can DM me on Twitter at Isawellen, or you can email me at isawellen.writes@gmail.com. This is not an invitation for seriously dirty writing, because you can bet your bean that I'm a better dirty writer than you are, so don't bother. But if you'd like to send me some of your poetry, I would love to read it. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Yeah, a little bit of Doubtfire coming out there. I'm sorry, I just thought rubbing breasts. Yes, that works too. Breast rubbing. Although it seems like we need other parts involved. PBGE167EETM7B.
I didn't see these. Oh, my thing wasn't scrolling down.
Ah, yeah. Nah, just
I'm just kidding. Here's
Henrietta.
one. Harpooning the salty longshoreman. What?
Was the crabby husband was doing.
Yeah, going crab fishing in the Dead Sea, and then harpooning the salty
Okay, I'm
longshoreman.
gonna take us out with some. Oh, how about some laughter? Thanks, guys. Bye.
Aren't we doing that already?
No, well, now we got like, oh, is that it? Okay, wait. How about
That
some?
was lame.
I just get one. Okay, how about the cheering? There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever.
A
Okay.
very abrupt end.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much.